Boom! We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another fantastic episode of the Liberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell. And wow, here we are making our way through episode 69. And today, featuring Jay Bardwash. He told me before the show, he's like, don't worry about my last name. Everyone just calls me Jay. And I have seen that for myself now, getting to know him for the past few months, if not more now. He is known as Jay. That's my middle initial, by the way, just thinking about that. So anyways, Jay, it's an honor to have you here on the Liberland Show, kind of get to pick your brain a little bit. And you are our representative to Estonia, which is a pretty big deal.
Right.
As I mentioned before we hit record here, there's a lot of cool things about Estonia that I know. So I'm eager to pick your brain and then also just learn about your Liberland journey and share it with the world. So I guess we'll start off on that note. Could you please tell our viewers and listeners a little bit about, you know, your story, your background? Where'd you come from? How did you end up in Estonia? How did you find Liberland? All that good stuff.
I come from India, and I have lived all my entire childhood and early adulthood in India. And I was into education startups before I decided to take a plunge. I wanted to have my own sabbatical and try to do my master's in a foreign nation. So I decided, like, there are so many options to do, and Estonia seemed to be a good one. It's a nice small country. Because I have lived in big cities, I've lived in small towns, I've lived in villages all through my life, and I've seen all nooks and corners of India. And I wanted some, because I lived in Bangalore, which is like the IT hub of India, for 10 years. It's the population of the kind of city is more than 10 million. It's a pretty crowded and dense city, and I wanted to get out to a place which is really not that crowded. City,
I'm going to guess, is Estonia's population even more than 10 million?
It's a tenth of that. It's around 1.3 million.
So there you go. Wow.
So the city where I live right now, the capital, Tallinn, which happens to be the biggest city and constitutes one third of the population, is less than 1/20 of my hometown's population. So you can imagine how sparsely populated the country.
I always thought Estonia actually had a larger population than what we're talking about here today. So you said right now it's around a little over a million as the total population of the country. Wow. Wow. That makes sense that you came from a tech hub, basically to a tech hub. Estonia has that reputation. And I know the Liberland e-residency program, a lot of it has been modeled after how Estonia is structured. So I kind of cut you off there because you were still telling your story, but I don't know if any of that rings a bell for you.
That's true. E-residency was one of the reasons why I decided to come to Estonia. I was an e-resident in 2016. I was like one of the first, probably you could say, 500 e-residents in the world. And I could see that there are things which are happening really well. And I found that it's good to give it a try and see how the country works. I got a full scholarship to study mechatronics at the only technical university in the country. So it was a really nice opportunity for me. And I thought, let's take this up and see how it goes. So I took 3 years to complete my master's. It was a nice journey. Meanwhile, I was introduced to cryptocurrencies. I was first told about Bitcoin. in 2012. And in 2012, when I thought, I was given information about cryptocurrencies by some people who used to bring it in MLM. And their idea was that you bring in 10 people and you get this much of money from that. And that was something which looked fishy. And I said, no, I don't want to get into this stuff. But 5 years later, in 2017, when I saw at that point in time in rupees, the price of Bitcoin was around 100 rupees, which was less than a dollar. It was a dollar and 50 cents, you could say. And the time I saw it was around $3,000. So I said, what the heck? It has gone up by 3,000%. This is like insane. So I started studying that, and it was like my first month in Estonia. And I first opened up my crypto accounts, started buying a few Bitcoins, but I've been more of an Ethereum fan. Ethereum is like a supercomputer, and I'm a big fan of the system. It has been my go-to from the day I started buying cryptocurrencies. My first buy was one Ethereum at $249.
There you go. Man, I remember when Ethereum was, I sound like an old guy in crypto now. And I say this also as if I still had made this investment, but like many of us have had my learning lessons along the way. I remember when Ethereum was like $40. So if you got it for two, whatever that was, that in 2017 or 2018 then when you bought
2017.
It? 2017. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. Now, how much is it now? It's like $3,000 for 3,000 US, I think.
$3,000. Yeah. I have had a few. I lost a few crypto because there was a corruption in my hardware wallet and that actually busted my whole savings, which was then worth around 30K. So slowly and gradually, I built it up back again.
Yeah.
And my friend and I, we started off doing stuff from our university dorms.
Yeah.
Because my wife lived back in India, so I was living alone with my friend. And both of us, we started putting up some money every month. So I used to put like 300 euros or a couple of hundred euros from here and there. And he also started getting into that. That guy remained consistent and he had made a couple of hundred grand already. And
there you go.
I'm sitting at a smaller portfolio, having taught him how to do crypto. But I've seen this stuff change lives of many people. Like I've seen guys who were like literally nothing. And in the matter of a couple of years, they turned millionaires because they took the right decision at the right time. And they never doubted the system. They understood how it works. And this was one of the reasons I found Libeland, because when I said, I used to search on Google blockchain and governance. Yeah. And the first thing that used to come up was Libeland. And I applied for Libeland citizenship in 2017, but probably my application was not that well written and I could not explain how I can contribute to the system. And in 2021, I thought, let's write it again, because I saw my application was going nowhere. So I wrote an email to info@libeland.org and explained my situation. Immediately the next day, I got an email from one of the representatives and he gave me information about how I can proceed further. And the next thing was, I said, okay, can I know more? So I was right away talking to the president, with Yaniska, and it was such an easy thing. And I found that, okay, I have been following the system for 4 years. Probably you could say there were hardly 10 people viewing the videos when Libeland videos were started. And now there were like thousands of people viewing that. And I've also been a follower of Nomad Capitalist and a few other quite popular YouTubers, because I've been, my prime area of working has been edtech and immigration. So I've helped students from India and even some neighboring countries to study all over the world, from North America, Europe, Oceania, Australia, New Zealand, these countries. So I know how the immigration process works, and I've helped quite a few of my friends to immigrate on business and startup visas to Estonia and a few other neighboring countries. So, I thought, like, if these are the things we are doing, and Libeland has got a pretty well-defined structure of how a government would be adopting and utilizing cryptocurrencies, that was a big, big thing. And even though there were like people calling it hoax, people saying all sorts of things on internet, but I found that the person behind the project has been sticking on and they haven't changed their vision. They haven't tried to modify themselves and codify into a system where they try to say, okay, we belong here. And they didn't change their ethos, which I feel is the most important thing. From having a free system and a democratic system, which is governed by people, and what better than having it on blockchain? So that was an eye opener, and definitely. And after that, we have been like in touch for the last 7 months, and you know how things are now.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I did not know this about you, right? Like, there's so many different questions I have now, and I've got to figure out how to work them all in here. The first one actually is, I don't know, you've probably met him and spoken to him on some of our calls, the international calls that we do, but Shafiq, I keep trying to remember how to pronounce Shafiq, but he does a lot of work with immigration. And we just had a nice chat with him yesterday about what's the name of his company. I got the URL here, so I'm going to put it in the Facebook comments so you guys can check that out. If you're watching us here live on Facebook, it's riftrust.com. Have you talked to him at all about his project? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I did have a call with him last week, and we are like looking to cooperate on the immigration part, helping expat relocation and stuff like that. People who want to get their citizenships and for people who want to probably invest into different economies. So we are definitely going to look into that.
Yeah, I think the cool thing about it too is a lot of these programs in the past have been mostly catered to like high net worth individuals. If you're someone who you would consider even like middle or working class, if you're able to just check out, again, this link in the description in the comments, I highly recommend taking a look because there are some avenues you can go about diversifying your passport, residency, citizenship, things where in this day and age, you might want to have a backup plan as far as what country you can go to instead of one. So we won't go too far down that rabbit hole because there's some other things you said here. I really like how you mentioned one of your favorite things about Liberland and what drew you to the project was you just noticed how our messaging and what we stand for and everything that we're doing here has been consistent over the past 6 or 7 years. A lot of other projects in the world have tried doing their own, you know, quote unquote startup country. And I think the reason why Liberland has been persevering and persistent, I'm not sure which word I want to use there, is because of just sticking to the core values and the core vision in our fearless, you know, president, Jedlička. So I also happened to find Liberland going down a bunch of Bitcoin YouTube videos, right? I think many of us did. And it's just one of those things where it's like, you look back on it and you wouldn't want to have it any other way. So, yeah, I guess what stood out to me the most out of everything you said there, it was probably what I just said, that you found Liberland through crypto. And we've had many guests on the show recently that had a similar story. So I've been through what you mentioned too, where you might have had a nice crypto gain and then something went wrong. I think if you're in the crypto space and that hasn't happened to you yet, probably will at some point. It sounds like we're sitting on the happy side now too. So what else do you got for me? Cause I just kind of rambled on there. I'm sure there's some things I mentioned that you'd like to expound on.
I'll say you have like given a really good picture, because sharing our experiences is something which makes people understand that we are not some Elon Musk trying to promote stuff. We are like normal people from everyday walks of life. So we're doing our job and probably putting up some small amounts and trying to do our stuff and trying to make a difference. So Liberland actually has a really great vision, and it's something which can really transform the way we see how a democracy and how a nation works. It's going to be a really small country, the geographical area which we have, like nestled between Croatia and Serbia. It's a really small region, but the moment we see the number of people who are actually the supporters, I've seen like people making videos about how strong would be Liberland as a country. And honestly, Liberland would be one of the richest countries if we get an official status when we get it. And that's something which many people do not understand, because if we have to grow our funds, I've been trying to do the financial stuff. I started my career as an insurance salesman, trying to sell people investments into insurance, which probably is not the right way of investing, but people do invest in insurance because they find it a tax efficient structure in whichever country you are, be it North America, Europe, or in India. You get basic tax exemption on the money you put in. Your money compounds because you have saved the money that you would have paid in taxes. And at the end, you get the money tax-free. So this is a structure which is pretty much consistent all across the world. And I found this really, really amazing system. And I started selling this as my first job, you could say, at the age of 18. I was it's not a really common thing in India to start working when you're a graduate student. In India, we call bachelor's studies as graduation. So during our bachelor's, we are not expected to work. Families are supposed to give you the support needed to go through the phase, and you start earning when you graduate. And that was something which didn't make sense to me, because by the time I finished my bachelor's, I already had 4 years of experience. I had sold more than 3,000 right. types of products. 3,000 yeah. of products, which is like an insane thing. I sold FMCGs, I had sold gold and silver, I had sold insurance, I had sold water purifiers, renewable energy structures. I was working with a friend of mine, erecting solar water heaters, water purifiers, and also we were also doing the solar power plant kind of stuff. So the off-grid structure was something which caught my attention when I was like 18. And from that time, we have been working on different stuff. I'm an engineer by qualification, but I have mostly worked in sales and stuff like that. But and I understand the technology, what goes behind it, and how it can transform the way we can see and we can contribute to the world. Liberland actually has got a very sustainable model. If the moment we start growing our funds, if we have investments going into crypto or through a nation which allows you to grow your money tax-free, at the end, when you actually have a big chunk of portfolio, if you pay 30% taxes on everything that you grow, say you made 10% gains and you end up paying 30%, so your net growth is 7%. And at the end of, say, 50 years, if you try to compound it and try to take your retirement money out, probably if you had put $1,000 a month, you would end up with probably $3 to $4 million. But if you're paying 30% every time that you incur gains, you end up with around $200,000 to $300,000. So neither the government gets to make big money by allowing you to grow your money, or nor you get make big money over there. So that is something which I've been trying to see how we can optimally grow our funds. And Liberland gives you a kind of platform that you could literally turn your small investments to millions over a long period of time. And you can plan your retirement through properly structuring your business, structuring your finances. And this was one of my motivation, which made me personally get involved to the project. And I can say that it is a really, really big thing. Hopefully we get recognition pretty soon. And I'm really confident it will happen.
Yeah. We'll just take, as you mentioned, more persistence. And one thing we've talked about internally, and I'm sure it's going to happen now soon. Shout out to Rav Altman, our dear rabbi, who I think you may have connected with him. He's look, everyone, we have multiple documents and resources out there from official sources stating and making it clear that, you know, they acknowledge Liberland. So what we need to do is we just got to aggregate all of these letters and documents. It'll really help move the needle forward. And so I guess I want to put that out there. And before we start to wind it down here, that is my next question for you, because it sounds like you reached out to Liberland at first, didn't hear back. I had a similar experience where it was like, I reached out, didn't hear back. And the next thing I'm like, whoa, I'm meeting the president. I'm meeting the vice president. Like, he's right. Like, what's going on right now? So for everyone out there who's a former Adam or Jay and they want to get involved with Liberland, what's your what would be your recommendation for them to start getting involved with the country?
Right. So the moment you create your account, you get a pretty good, it's a form which gives you why do you want to associate with Liberland. Try to put as much as information with your ideas. It's not just under people, because the first time I did, I was trying to just say, okay, I want to bring businesses related to e-commerce and cryptocurrencies to Liberland. That doesn't make any sense. Probably everyone who sees stuff doing online wants to bring that to Liberland. It's not specific to me or some kind of a value addition, which probably would be entertaining to the system and people who are behind the back end of the support system. So they would probably say, okay, there are 1,000 people writing such an email to us. Let's keep it in the back and see later on. But the second time I wrote, I explained, like, this is me, this is my profile, this is my LinkedIn CV, and this is my personal website. You could have a look at that. And I have done these things in my life. And these are the things which I would like to collaborate upon with Liberland. And I live in Estonia, which is the country where e-residency comes from. Take Liberland, for example. Even Portugal is implementing e-residency from next year. They have announced it officially last year, and they have made a 1.5 years delay thanks to COVID. But in 2022, they have made it official that from 1st January, they would be officially launching e-residency in Portugal. And honestly, Portugal e-residency has learned from various mistakes of Estonian model, and they are trying to work on that. So these kind of explanations, like, okay, how I can contribute and why do I want to be involved? Because as I understand, people are desperate in some parts of the world to get out of where they are. Some of them are stuck in war zones. Some of them are stuck in communist countries where they don't see any growth and future for their families. And there are now these countries which are coming up with wealth taxes, like Argentina just involved. So but people want to come out of that rat hole, and they see, okay, Liberland might be the way for me to go. But to understand that Liberland is in its conception stage, it's not a full-fledged functional country now. So we are going through the hoops to get through and get official status. So if we can explain what these are our ideas, these are things we have done and these are things we want to do with Libeland, you could probably get your answer faster. And that's the only thing I could say would make a difference.
Very, very well summarized and assessed. So thank you. Thank you, guys. If you're looking to get more involved with Libeland or learn more, I would just pause this now and go back and listen to the last 5 minutes there from Jay. Really help you get going in the right direction. And yeah, it's a great place to be. And especially if you're looking for alternatives to freedom that seem to be slowly disappearing all around the world, Libeland is your answer. And we're making some amazing progress here. It's funny. I think, in fact, a lot of us could agree, being a blockchain-based country, COVID has actually sped our growth up a lot and unified us from many different parts all around the world. Over 90 representatives from different countries all over the world, guys, with Libeland. So if your country is not represented by us yet, again, don't hesitate to reach out. So this has been episode 69 of the Libeland Show featuring Jay Bardwash, the Estonia representative to Estonia for Libeland. Jay, what is the, if you had to give one way, the single best way for anyone tuned in right now to follow up and get in touch with you?
You could get in touch with me through my website, njayb.com. Or you can also, you can fill a contact form over there, or get in touch with me through LinkedIn or Telegram. Though there are links available on my website. Or you can also look into GradPro, GRADPRO.org.
Got it. I got njayb.com.
Right.
All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead. Anyone who's with us here on Facebook Live, there you go. You can connect with Jay there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. The beauty. Hey, this is the beauty of live events, man. Don't worry. I've always got someone knocking on my door too. So, anyways, Jay, thank you so much. Any parting words for our nation?
I'll say, do your best and always be engaged and try to be connected to people who are doing the right thing. It's never too late. Give your best shot. And well, if you're looking to make a transformation in your life and you're looking for freedom and the way and exploring ways to get in touch with people of same mindset, definitely get into the Libeland community. It's going to help you in a very big way.
I love it. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you one more time for tuning into the Libeland Show. Thank you for investing your most valuable resource with us here today, your time, and we will catch you in the next episode.